is the hour of round table. We all have our own eating habits, whether it's the way we plate up our food for the perfect shot to share on social media, or devouring the plate in the minute as it's served. Here are some illustrations of, well, 11 types of eater and their biggest weaknesses. And I'm curious to know what kind of eater are you. So, Tony, what kind of eater are you?
Well, there's quite a few. Let me quickly just kind of go over what these eaters are. So you have the emotional eater, the food thief, the healthy eater, the messy eater, the midnight snacker, the over-enthusiastic eater, the slow and steady, the critic, the Instagrammer, the separator, and the sharer. Okay, so I like to think of myself as someone who, well, this year I've given up on eating meat, and I've cut a lot of things out of my diet. So I unfortunately would have to say that I'm closer to the healthy eater. And this is someone who, well, sometimes get up really early in the morning, and they put a bunch of unknown ingredients into a smoothie and blend it. And they come to work with their salad bowl, and they tell people, they pretty much criticize other people's food and tell them, oh, this is not good and that's not good. And unfortunately, I have this habit. I don't mean to have this habit, but sometimes when someone offers me something, instead of just saying no thank you, sometimes I tear it down and I say, oh, well, actually that has a bit too much sugar in it, and it's a really bad habit that I'm working on. So I have to say, unfortunately, that I fall into the category of being the healthy eater.
I think that's fortunate. It's a good thing. Huangshan, what are you then?
When I try to characterize myself, I would like to say I'm more of the midnight snacker.
Oh,
the opposite side.
But
yeah.
You don't look the midnight snacker at all. You have a very slender figure and you look great.
Maybe because I have a very high metabolism.
Well,
I guess
that's
the reason. And I think the weakness of this thing is cravings. And this is a description of what is a midnight snacker. It's attracted to the glow of the fridge like a moth to a
the
flame.
The glow.
Yeah, and they will be lying in bed, stomach grumbling, and they will hear the ice cream in the freezer calling out their names.
Wow.
This is just like my daily routine. Because I'm a night owl kind of person, and I always stay up late. And when I watch those reality shows, when I saw the host there eating something, I think, oh, I need to eat something as well. So I will go to my kitchen, open my fridge. Sometimes in the summer, I'll get out a box of the ice cream, and sometimes I just get some fries and some snacks. And yeah, that's my daily routine, I think. Midnight snacker. And I used to be an Instagrammer, I think.
Oh, I loathe Instagrammers.
Yeah, especially when I go to some really healthy restaurant, like organic food restaurants. I will just take the photos of the food, but actually I don't enjoy the food, but I just love their presentation.
Well, there are some restaurants and cafes that are like that.
Yeah.
They look picture perfect, but they don't taste nearly as perfect.
But I just want to eat. You know, so I've gone to dinner with Instagrammers, and it's like I sit down and the food is there and I'm ready to eat. And it's like, wait, I want to take a picture. And that one picture becomes like 20 pictures. And 20 minutes later, we're still posing by the, you know, by the bowls. And it's like, okay, can we finally eat now? I mean, my food's cold. And it's just, yeah, Instagrammers are not really good by me. And I feel like the slow and steady eater, and these are the ones that haven't been invited out to dinner for a while, and they take forever to finish their plate. And it's just, I finish my food in the first 10 minutes and they're still going. Like, it's 30 minutes later and I'm just sitting there watching them eat, and it's just not a good match for me.
Well, certainly I think the slow and steady eater, in theory, it's healthy because they're really chewing.
Oh yeah.
They're chewing
slowly.
10 times more than you do.
Yeah, you're right.
So supposedly that's good for digestion, the health system, but it can be quite annoying if you're the type of person that likes to just quickly finish up.
Woof it down.
So what kind of eater you are?
Yeah.
Me, when I look at this thing, I think I've been one of them at different periods of my lifetime, but I don't think I fit one mold per se right now. I used to be a emotional eater, more or less, and it's bad. I'm lucky that back then when I was an emotional eater, I was, I guess, in college, so my metabolism rate was just faster than a Ferrari. I can't afford that now, I feel. And certainly I think this is really bad. When you're eating and you're carrying feelings, you end up eating a lot. And then sometimes you put on a lot of weight that is just not worth it. It's really not. And then you need to try to get rid of it. Of course, some people are, you know, if you're happy to have that, that's fine. But I think that's just not great.
Yeah, lots of people gain weight from just being sad or getting over a divorce or something, and they just rush to the freezer and they just eat all kinds of ice cream.
Yeah, or instead you should be hitting the gym, you know, like just knock whatever in front of you out, and you end up looking fabulous. But, you know, everybody's got their own outlet, so to speak, and food is not one thing I would recommend you. And I've seen plenty of messy eaters.
Yeah, every time I wear a white shirt and I have something tomato-based, I just, for some reason, it just splashes on my shirt. I can't, there's nothing I can do about it. It just happens.
Yeah, well, see what kind of eater you are and compare notes. It's kind of funny. Mm. Yeah, you're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Have a great day. See you next time.